Hello, this is Aldrin Wider, featuring, again. Starring, indeed, Jenny Eclair, my good self, and Judith.
Who are you?
Who the hell are you? Judith Holder. Hello.
Hello, hello. Gang. And Daisy's here as well. She's, you know, she likes to be with old women because it makes her feel young and funky by comparison. There we go. We'd like to say thank you to everybody who's emailed into Aldrin Wider. We really do appreciate it. And we've had some incredibly touching letters. We're not going to read them out because I start crying.
You literally did start crying when you read them the other day.
I was touched.
You choked up.
I was eating something at the down the wrong throat at the same time. No, it wasn't. I was genuinely touched and honoured and humbled by some of your emails, and we do appreciate them. And what we've got a plan, haven't we, Judith? We're going to sort of make some badges.
We have got a plan because I think, I'm going to get some badges made saying older and wider. Because you remember it in Blue Peter days? If you wrote something, if you sent in a picture or something, you got a badge, didn't you?
But they usually had to do something, not just write in. They usually had to sort of jump through a hoop.
Yeah, they did.
Why don't they send us a present and then we'll say...
No, that's not going to work. I'm going to get some badges made for the gang, which say older and wider. Yeah. And what we get,
and then if you send us an email,
we'll send you a badge.
That's going to get quite expensive, Judith. You won't get it first class. That's all we're going to say. We're going to send you a badge second class post.
I'm just now suddenly imagining myself in the garage with a load of bloody post-it, not post-it notes, what do you call them? Jiffy bags.
God, I don't think anyone listening is going, oh God, I must write.
I must get my badge. Anyway, that's on my to-do list now.
Yeah, I'm not going to have anything to do with that.
Typical.
I know. Well, you've had a holiday.
I have.
I think you can go into sort of badge duty in your garage for 6 weeks or something to make up for the fact that I've been stuck in corona-riddled London.
I know what you mean.
And that Madeira.
Madeira was lovely. I was a bit worried about the flight, as you know, because I met that woman at the art class that said that it was the
worst
flight she'd
ever had.
I know.
Well, that we were in the midst of storms, early February. We had a little storm a weekend.
I know, we had to kept getting more of them. It was quite bumpy, but I did take a Valium. Took half, and then I worked up to the full one, you know, like we do.
Yeah.
It was all fine.
How long was the flight? Did you have time for half of that?
Three and a half.
Oh, yes. So you
quite a long one.
Did you take half the Valium before you got on board, or half the Valium as soon as you got on?
As soon as I got on.
Yeah. Well, you see, I think that you've got to time your Valium halves quite carefully in case what you don't want is to take half a Valium, which is she's been given it by her doctors before you start
don't
thinking.
Panic.
She's been down Brixton Way trying to get them off the street.
I thought of that.
Well, I tell you, I know some corners. But I think the worry is taking half your Valium and then they say, we're really sorry, everybody. We're going to have to sit here on the runway for the next 7 hours.
Jenny, I hadn't even thought about that possibility.
I think you should only take your half Valium
once
when you're taxiing or you're on... you've lived on liftoff, right? And then you know it's going to be half an hour. It might be a bit sort of tricky while it starts kicking in.
But you know
that in half an hour's time, it's going to be fine. And you're going to be lolling out. And then you might not need the other half. You'll only need...
There's a possibility. You might not need the other half if you hit turbulence two hours in. Yeah, quite. Yeah. No. As it happens, we did. And I did take the second one.
Oh.
And I was in a lovely place, really. Lovely place where we landed.
When you landed, you didn't even care if you took your luggage with you.
I did not care at
all. Sod it. Can buy knickers anywhere.
No, marvellous. But it was... Oh, God, Jenny, it was so nice to be in the sun.
Can't imagine.
Do you know, because we forget, don't we? We're in this horrible sort of hibernation.
Yeah.
But just to be outside and sitting outside in the evening, walking by the sea, and wild swimming outside. Honestly, it was like I was
reborn.
Reborn. Exactly.
What was the hotel like?
Very nice. I think you would have liked it.
Right.
Very modern, and I think Jeff would have liked it.
What was the art like on the walls?
Not very much, which might have been a good thing, but
quite
simple design, brand new, right next to the beach.
What colour were the bed covers?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I think it might have been like bronzy.
I don't like that. I don't like that shiny stuff. If it's not a nice, proper man-made fibre, if it's not a velvet or a linen.
I don't know what the bed covers were like.
But if that shiny, I don't like shiny.
I don't think it was shiny.
Well,
if it's shiny bronze, Jenny,
or shiny mauve, I can't be doing with that. They have to go in the wardrobe. I have to hide them. I'm going to bring my own.
But the infinity pool, just to show off, was kind of granite. Because you know Madeira is very volcanic. So actually, whoever designed designed it, who'd thought, right, this is amongst sort of volcanic colours.
But was it rough or volcanic in the Infinity? Or
well,
was
it smooth?
Smooth.
Don't be silly. Otherwise, you'd keep docking
your
foot.
Well, I know. I keep thinking grazing every time you...
No. But it was all those nice colours. There wasn't nothing as kind of tacky as a sort of bright blue pool. It was kind of granite coloured water and all of that. You see, I think you would have liked it.
I would have liked that.
Very good deal. Last minute deal. Only about £400 for the two of us.
Well, you know what? You just snuck in under the coronavirus wire, really.
Perhaps we did.
I think you did because, you know, flight companies are crashing out left, right and centre. Nobody's going anywhere anymore.
You're right, we were lucky.
So you just got the sweet spot, didn't you?
It was lovely. But you know what happened? First night, got in the lift. And guess what? The doors opened on the third floor and there was Emma, somebody I used to work with in Newcastle years ago. We both went, oh, Emma! And she went, Judith!
Was it a nice surprise or was it one of those ones where you kind of think, oh,
nice
punch
surprise,
me unconscious now?
No, because that can be tricky. And that's happened to me before, funnily enough. And I've spent a week avoiding the other person and presumably it's been a mutual avoidance.
Because you never saw them again,
well,
not hiding a hair.
Well, no, and also you don't want to be talking to somebody all the way through your
holiday. It's like seeing someone at the supermarket, isn't it? First aisle, hello, nice,
exactly.
You see them again, beans, you go, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
No. But, you know, when you're on holiday, and she was on holiday on her own, which I thought, you know,
again. Oh, she'll want to join in. Well, it's going to end up being a threesome.
But it was a nice surprise. And what
Judith,
we did...
Judith, hello! Shall I come and join you for breakfast? Aww. She didn't do that, though, did she,
Well, no,
Emma?
She didn't. She was very good. And in a way, I think she probably thought, oh, God, I hope they don't make me join them.
Yeah, don't invite me.
But we had one evening meal together, which was just about right, and a nice, you know, and a cocktail. But just before we leave Madeira, and I don't want to monopolise
I'm happy to talk about Madeira.
Mike gave me something, in Madeira.
Where's it been? Did he get it off a truck driver?
He gave me something which I have wanted for about 4 years.
Cunnilingus.
When you said that word then, I thought you meant it was a disease.
No, it's a nice thing if you like that kind of thing.
Suddenly realise what you mean.
If you like somebody slobbering around your genitals. Never seen the point myself. What are you doing down there? Get out. Honestly.
No.
A waste of time.
Yes, it can be.
Really, you know, I'm kind of person, you know, when I used to like sex, the only bit of sex I really liked was penetration.
Yeah.
Anything else, oh, God, it's like someone doing housework on top of you, isn't it? Or getting into your nooks and crannies. Get off, for God's sake. Go and do something more useful around the house. Some shelves need putting up. Get your face out of my fanny, God. Anyway, go on, it wasn't that.
Yes, it is overrated, I think you're right. No, can you guess what it is? He made this announcement that he was going to he's given me something. He is giving me something which I have wanted for such a long time.
Do you know what, Judith? I think that you let slip a clue yesterday when, slip a clue. You know when we were doing that workshop, the leather workshop?
Did I tell you?
No, you didn't. But we went into a shed and a smug look crossed your face. He's given you his shed, hasn't he?
He has. He's given me the shed.
He's donated the shed.
He says he's finally come to the realisation that I would make more of it than yes. I am getting the summer house.
Right, so the first thing you're going to do is you're going to rid the summer house of all his African masks and have a great big bonfire and toast some marshmallows on the burning African masks.
Actually, what I hadn't negotiated is what's going to happen to the African crap. I hope it isn't going to come.
It's going to come in the house. It's going to be a tide of African masks and wood and things like that.
I may have to live with that. Oh, no, I'm already dancing around, you know, with the ideas.
It's quite a big space. I mean, what about his jukebox, though? Or has that come indoors?
That's already worked its way into that's already in the house. But no, I'm thinking, you know, I might go... Not exactly Kath Kitson, because that's a bit passé, isn't it? But, you know, it might
go
floral.
You might go a bit shaker, a bit sort of Swedish style?
No, not Swedish style. I don't think Swedish style. But, no, also, I'm going to polish the floors. I'm going to have all sorts of colours inside.
Well, I wouldn't polish it. You'll slip and break your hip. You watch yourself. You'll be alone on the floor. Because Mike doesn't go in there anymore. You're out in the back of the garden. Oh,
that's very true.
You're going to do that, you need a little bit of panic button around your neck.
But Jenny, there's a wood-burning stove in it. Oh, I'm going to live in it. I'm going to be more in that summer house than I am in the house. I can see. Maybe it just occurred to me that's probably why he's given it to me.
I genuinely think, I was thinking about this when I suspected that might be what happened. And I think that you can start holding some craft workshops in there. And I'm deadly serious about this.
Really?
And I think you should call them older and wider away days, or sort of, you know, craft days. And I will get some of the money if you could. If you call it older and wider, because that's the deal.
Well, quite.
Interesting
idea.
Because I think you could invite somebody, you know, some of the people we know, of our crafting friends, of our crafting community, mm-hmm. they could come to you mm-hmm. and you've got a spare room. They could stay for the night. The next day you have six birds round, or, you know, or women from your village. Well, men are allowed to.
Yes. Not going to happen, is it?
And somebody
I might think about that.
Or you can set yourself up as a queen crafter.
Yeah.
I mean, what
sponge
if you...
A sponge maker of something.
No, then you'd have to have an oven in there. You can't.
Oh, that's true.
You know,
that's
Judith.
True. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be careful what
cutting
you wish
and sticking.
For.
Cutting and sticking, yeah, I think we want, don't we? Or maybe a bit of sewing.
But I think that there is a money-making opportunity. Yes. Hey, you could give courses in how to do podcasts and things like that.
Yeah, like that's going to be a lot of taken to that. Anyway, I'm very excited about moving into my summer house. Very, very excited.
You're going to get bunk beds in there.
I hadn't really thought about bunk beds. No, I thought a sofa bed might be nice.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm quite...
Curtains.
I am quite jealous. I am,
are you?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know... Sometimes I go up to Phoebe's bedroom just to sort of check on the Polly Pocket collection, see if it's still there. And I think, you know, it is time that this was, you know...
Your den.
A crafting suite.
Yes, and that would make a wonderful crafting suite.
I think Jeff would fight me to the death.
Do you?
Yeah,
oh, because he'd want it.
Yeah, we would have to sort of, we'd have to wrestle for it.
Yeah,
and
I
don't know who'd win, actually.
I think you want it so much, you might win.
I'd play dirty, I'd do a lot of biting. I'm very jealous of Madeira. Where are all the flowers at? Because I've heard Madeira.
No, they weren't. But not quite. But it was.
Did you
very
go down
lovely.
The hill in a basket?
No, I didn't do that. We've done that before. Did that years ago. So no, we didn't do that, despite your challenge.
Well, because you know, while you were in Madeira, I went up to see my mum. It's not the same. I have to say that, you know, I went up to see to Lytham St Anne.
You're
to see
very
my
good.
Mum.
I mean, you go up quite a lot, don't
go
you?
Go once a month. You got to help me. You got to, you know, chuck the mouldy stuff out of the fridge. Oh, that was fine. It was fine. It was quite tiring. You know that those books that everyone used to read to their children? It was Alfie and Annie Rose.
Oh, I do remember those lovely pictures.
With the lovely illustrations.
They were gorgeous.
And, you know, everyone was always a bit too tired. You know, you'd have a family party and then Alfie would cry because he got too tired and, you know, he'd have to go and sit on his granddad's lap. And all that sort of... Shirley Hughes was the illustrator. Yes, yes. And I just thought that really Shirley Hughes should be writing books about very, very old people now because she is in her 90s and still working. And I think she should do an illustrated story about my mother, June, and her sister, Eileen, and how... Well, for starters, my mother lost her stick. We had to do the find the stick thing, which I thought at one point I had gone mad because I thought, well, I can't find the stick and it's not that big, this flat.
So where is it usually kept? By the door?
Wherever she fucking left it, the silly cow.
Right.
All right. She puts it down somewhere because she still doesn't believe she needs a stick. She needs a stick, OK? So she puts it down. And it's one of those ones that collapse. So you can hide it because you can break it up and put
it
somewhere.
Oh, there were such things.
Yeah, yeah,
like a telescopic thing.
Yeah, like that.
Is it?
They're modern. So she just puts it anywhere. It could be anywhere. So not in the kitchen, not in the bedroom.
Oh,
not,
God.
I found it in the end. I mean, you have to think back. You have to trace her steps back. She'd gone into the little... cloakroom bit where all the coats are and the hot water bottles and the Christmas tree decorations. That, you know, the glory hole.
Yes.
She's gone in there to get a birthday card. And I had to really put on my Miss Marple and I had to follow. Where's she been? She'd been in there to get a birthday card. Maybe she went in there with it. Yeah, and I went in there and it was hooked over the ironing board.
Was it?
And it was kind of camouflaged by the pattern of the ironing board. My Auntie Eileen came around. Now, Auntie Eileen is registered blind and she's 94, right? But she gets about. She's not scared.
Well, presumably she's got a stick as well.
Oh, no stick.
She hasn't.
Eileen doesn't do sticks. No. She feels her way. Feels her way, buses, everything. You know, she gets about. Still makes a three-course meal.
Wow.
Anyway, so we were going out, only to the corner shop, because it was a bit blowy and they were scared of falling over. And my mother goes, oh, well, I've got my stick. I can't find my handbag. Where's my handbag? I'm there under my breast going, fucking hell. Mind you, at this point, I don't know where my handbag is. I find my handbag whilst looking for her handbag. I'm looking everywhere for this handbag. I can't believe it, honestly. I'm on the verge of tears. I'm thinking, I don't know who to ring. I don't know who to get to help.
Help.
Do you know where it was?
No.
Around my aunt's neck. Because the daftest thing is they bought themselves handbags for each other's birthdays that are more or less the same. And my aunt, I said, Eileen, it's round your neck. You've got a June's handbag round your neck. And she really was laughing. She got her own handbag under her arm. She had my mother's round her neck. And she went, she was laughing her head off. And she said, oh, do you know, the last time that happened, I got as far as Lanigan's, which is the fish shop on the corner. Before she realised she had my mother's handbag.
June's,
she got June's
handbag.
And she had to come all the way down the back alley again. And come back to my mum's flat.
They do sound hilarious.
They're hilarious up to a point. And I met a groovy friend of mine recently, and he said he was really exhausted from having a night out with the Strokes, who are a pop band, and he was really tired because he'd been out all night with the Strokes. And I said to him, you don't know the meaning of tired. Not until you've got Eileen and June ready to go to the shops. Don't give me tired.
Is it catching? So did it start? So you started to lose things as well?
I found we could only do small amounts of things, and then you had to come back and sit down and most of the time.
That sounds nice.
Well, most of the time I was so tired, I just thought, no, I really need a nap. It was fun. It was lovely. It's really nice. It's great seeing them, but it is tiring. God bless and love them. So you went swanning off to Madeira. The wild swimming, was it warm enough really, or were you being silly?
It was a bit chilly. It was a little bit challenging. But
was
wonderful. Anybody
else in the same bit of water as you?
Yeah, there were a few. Not that many. But yeah.
Was it in a lake or
it was in the infinity pool, but it wasn't heated, so it was, you know, challenging enough.
Did Mike go in?
No.
He's not a fool.
No.
No. So what else have we been up to? Phoebe had her 31st birthday party.
Lovely.
It's a funny moment, isn't it? Because I think that sort of 31 is suddenly kind of quite grown up. And we went out, went to the Delaunay. It was very nice indeed. And she ordered oysters. I thought, well, look at you. Who do you think you are, lady? She and the boyfriend, they had oysters to start with.
So why did that surprise you?
Because it's so grown up.
It is actually quite grown up, isn't it?
It was really grown up. And they went, how many oysters should we have to share? And they had 6 oysters, and they had the posh oysters and the Tabasco. They knew how to do it.
And they knew what they were doing.
They knew what they were doing.
Wow.
She wasn't even giggling or being ridiculous about it. She was just eating oysters like a pro.
Not having, like, pasta that she used to when she was little or something.
No, she wasn't asking for tomato ketchup or some.
So do you like oysters? Is that where she's got it from? No, obviously not.
I'm a bit sort of anxious about oysters.
Ooh,
I've only had
too.
Them once. And I did sort of, I thought, no, you know, the Delaunay's safe. They'll know a good oyster.
Yes.
And they know it was beautifully presented. I like the way it's all presented. I like the theatre.
And they're beautiful things, aren't they?
Yes, yes. You don't want an off one, though. Apart from her eating oysters, what was unusual, she was wearing a top I used to wear.
Was she?
Yes.
What, one that you'd... Well, obviously, you'd given it to her.
Well, no, she'd taken it herself from my wardrobe some years
Seriously?
Ago. I don't keep things I've grown out of for very long. Only things that were expensive or sort of significant in my life, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I didn't... When I got married, I didn't buy anything new or anything like that. So I've still got the outfit I got married in, and I won't throw that away. But there are a few gig outfits that I've got that obviously I can't get into because I used to wear PVC trousers and I'd now look like a very cheap sofa.
Yeah. Did you?
And I've still got those. I've still got sort of bits and bobs from my stage stuff. And when I was nominated for the Perrier, I bought 2 outfits because I knew that if I won, there'd be loads of photo shoots.
Clever.
I know. And I bought a silk top with a picture of a cat on the front. Sounds terrible, but it was very beautiful and cost quite a lot of money. Anyway, she wore that on her 31st birthday. And I just thought, that's I wore that. That was mine.
Oh, how did that make you feel?
Yeah, old. Have you seen Parasite yet?
Yes, I have. I saw it before you, I think.
It doesn't matter because it's not a competition, Judith. We've both seen it around the same time. I found it really upsetting. What about you?
Upsetting in what way?
Oh, God, I thought it was one of the most, the darkest, most depressing. I came out of it thinking, I don't know whether I can filter that through. It's really disturbed me. It was as disturbing for me as the Joker was.
I haven't seen the Joker, but yes, there are very, very... But it's black comedy, isn't it? So I'm surprised that it left you with
you
a feeling...
You didn't laugh, though, did you?
Oh, of course I did. Did you not laugh?
Not at all.
Didn't you?
No, I thought it was desperately sad. I thought it was one of the most desperately sad things I've ever seen in my life.
I don't think it was meant to make you feel like that.
Oh,
was
I think
it?
Yeah, I do. I think that it was one of the most... It completely pulled the rug from under my feet because I thought it was just going to be a little social satire thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to go so dark and so deep and make me feel so terrible.
Right. No, I thought a lot of it did make me laugh. I mean, the way they sort of tricked, you know, the staff into getting sacked and so on, and the kind
oh,
of
oh yes,
all
that sneakiness
wonderful...
of them. Yes, it led you down one road, and then all of a sudden it turned a corner, and I got very upset, Judith. I was upset.
It's clever, though, isn't it? It's clever in that you've
won a lot of Oscars.
Yes, you've reacted to it a different way to me.
So to lighten our load,
yes,
because Parasite upset me.
Yes.
The blouse wearing in The Split.
Oh, I know you've tweeted about that. And once you'd said that, I know what you mean, The Split.
Yes.
It is good. And yes, there aren't some, what, just some great clothes.
Yes, somebody's got... Now, The Split is it BBC?
I think it's BBC.
Yes, BBC,
Nicola Walker.
Yeah. And a very good cast, actually. I think that cast...
Stephen Mangan's good, isn't he?
I love Stephen Mangan.
Yeah, me
Stephen
too.
Mangan,
quite fancy
you
him.
Know... Oh, he's adorable.
Yeah.
And it's three sisters and their lives and loves, and it's a law firm they all belong to and all that kind of thing. And so they've got money, so they're allowed to be well-dressed.
And well-housed.
And well-housed.
Wow,
so it is one of
houses.
Those one of those TV programmes that you can kind of watch and go, oh, yeah, well, of course, they would have that.
Aspirational.
It's aspirational.
Yes,
that
it is
the very word.
It is.
Judy.
Aspirational in terms of design and clothes. You're right.
Yes.
I find myself doing that. You know the mother figure who
well,
I suppose
she,
is about 70,
yes,
isn't she?
But she was wearing some statement blouses.
She was. Tucked in, though.
Well,
the tucking in of the blouse is a very difficult look to
well,
pull
you know
off.
That you don't have to do the full tuck these days. There's the
no,
French tuck.
No, what's
is
that?
Is it French or the yeah. Parisian? Is no. the French tuck?
Daisy knows about this,
yeah,
I
well,
don't.
Yeah, well, everybody knows about the French tuck. And
I
you
don't.
Tuck one bit of the shirt in and the rest of it is hanging out.
Really?
It's a French tuck. It's a casual tuck. Yeah, yeah. No, that actress, Deborah Finlay, I think, she's a really, really good actress.
Isn't she?
Yeah, and she's getting some nice jobs now. And I do like seeing women of a certain age, by which I mean older than us,
yeah.
getting some nice meaty parts.
And it is
on
starting
the telly.
To happen, I think.
Yes, now the other one that they've
I,
done.
I bet you I know where
well,
you're
I
going.
Well, I think, you see, now
you
Judith
going.
And I have gone very old lady talking over the garden fence because we've started pointing at each other and arranging our bosoms. They've remade Gold Digger, really, haven't they? They've done, but with Francesca Annis. This one is called Flesh and Blood.
Flesh and Blood. And I think it's written by somebody that I know called Sarah Williams, actually.
God, how annoying that
yes.
she's managed to get something
oh,
on the
she's
telly
clever.
We
she's
haven't.
Very, very clever. But yes, it is almost like it's the same scenario as
yes,
Gold Digger,
they've
really.
Knocked out two in the same year.
Yeah.
Right, so this is your TV guide, basically. It's Holder and Wider's TV guide because we're all going to have to stop in and watch telly
yeah.
for the next few weeks. So we are recommending The Split,
yes.
which is the three sisters, and we're also recommending Flesh and Blood.
Very much so.
And now, I think you might be further ahead with Flesh and Blood. I've only done one episode.
Oh, I've done two. And because, yes, because Annika... No, not Annika Rice. What's
oh,
her name?
Oh, dear God. It's
What's
not Annika
name?
Rice. It's Francesca Annis.
That's right, Francesca. Because she's looking very good, isn't she?
Yes,
yeah.
but I find her quite a stagey actress. I don't
oh, do
find
you?
Her as real... As, but she's still very good.
Absolutely not. But
I loved where it's set.
Oh,
it looks...
the house in that is
well,
my dream.
Isn't it
house.
Just? Well, I can. I know. If only you could move Mike's shed.
Oh.
To where that location because it is on
oh.
the sea.
Seafront.
But is it a pebble beach, Judith?
It's a pebble beach.
Now you
okay,
see that,
that
I
might
can't.
Be a, all right. Yeah, but you would.
I'd have
get,
to have some sand brought in.
I would live with that.
No, I'd have to clear. A big an acre of
Would
sand,
you?
Yeah. I can't. Pebbles get on my tits after a bit. They really do.
Oh, it's the dream house, and she's got the bedroom on the front with a balcony overlooking the sea, so you'd wake up and you'd hear the
yeah.
sea.
Those are our
very good
picks of
Split,
our
Split, Life and Blood.
Yeah, and also at the Great Prostrate
Flesh and Blood, I mean.
Oh, God in heaven, it's such hard work. Listen, you only have to listen to this. I have to sit in the same room and not hit her.
Totally turning into my mother.
And the other thing, Pottery Throwdown, which I can't believe you've been missing.
I know, I need to get into that. I know, oh, I'd love it.
It gives me... It's my weekly joy where I get almost sexual pleasure out of seeing what they create.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? I don't know why you're not doing pottery classes.
Because really? I can't get onto one.
No, you need to get... We need some pottery classes. That's what we need to do.
Well, we're putting a plea out, really,
yes,
aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yes. We also need to put a plea out, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
For, you know, Latitude, where we're doing the festival.
We're doing a festival,
we're doing
like
a live
rock
podcast.
Stars.
Yeah. Well, we've decided... Yes, so I think I need some advice on camper vans. Do we go small or do we go, you know, do we go the sort of VW thing or do we go a bit bigger?
Listen, a VW would be fine for just you and me. And we're not going to... I'm sorry, we're not having visitors and hangouts and guests and groupies. It's just going to be you and me.
And I think I might really go off you.
Yeah, I know. The whole thing is an absolute nightmare already.
What if we really fall out? We might fall out.
Well, the only way we will fall out is if you make me camp and it's raining.
Well, I can't be. I can't be in charge of the weather.
Oh, I don't see why not. You'd be in charge of everything else. Oh, now I'm just going to finish on this, Judith.
Go on.
I had to go see the dentist.
Oh, did you what, for a checkup?
Oh, no, it was worse than that. I developed a very, very painful toothache.
Did you really?
Yes. I think you were still sunning yourself in Madeira and I was back in Camberwell with a toothache. I thought, there's no justice in this world. So anyway, I phoned the dentist and the dentist wasn't in on a Friday. It was last week.
Okay.
And I had to see the hygienist. She worked on me for an hour.
Well, hold on a minute. You say you didn't see the dentist, you saw the hygienist for a toothache?
Yeah.
Well, that's
weird. Well, no, not that weird, because it wasn't actually a toothache. It was gum inflammation.
Oh, they worked that out.
Yes.
Oh, Jenny.
Yes. She said to me that she said, I have grade 3 gum disease.
Out of how many possible
5
grades?
5.
Really?
It's,
oh, Jenny, that's bad.
Judith, I know. I mean, I was there in that chair for quite a long time.
God.
I think it's normally 20 minutes for a dental hygienist.
Yeah.
But it was a bloodbath. Talk about the end the end of a parasite. That was nothing compared to me in that chair, in that
really?
Hygienist
Did it
chair.
Hurt?
It was... But. All the time when it hurt, I in my head I was going, you deserve this. You deserve this pain. I can kind of deal with pain.
But you're quite good, aren't you, at dental hygiene? I've seen all the stuff by your sink in
the
bathroom.
Do I use it though, Judith? Do I use it? And do I use it properly and effectively?
I see. You're a bit lazy, are you?
Well, it's... The Christmas trees, you know, the little tiny Christmas trees.
I know the
pushing
Christmas trees, yes.
And it's just that you've got to get them in right at the base of where the gum meets the tooth. And that's your only chance of getting it through. All my teeth are a bit crammed. Anyway, I've been trying to be as good as I possibly can be.
They do look pretty good, actually.
Well, that's kind.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I like that bit, you know, when you're on the home straight.
Oh, yes.
And they get the whizzy, brushes.
Yes, the little chimney sweep brushes, and they've got a paste on it.
Very abrasive, isn't it?
Yeah, at first. And then you feel it all shiny, shiny
I like
through.
That bit, because you're
like
nearly
out.
Like a
new car.
Yeah.
Yes.
You need like a car wash.
Anyway, listen, we've probably reminded you that you might need your teeth looking at. Next week, we'll talk about eyes.
Old lady ailments.
I tell you, I've got acid reflux and my teeth are falling out my fucking head. Anyway, we do hope you stay well and look after yourselves.
Look after yourselves, absolutely. See you next week, gang.
Yeah. Talk next week. Bye. If you enjoy Older and Wider and would like to support the podcast, please like, subscribe and share.
Tell your friends about it. We need some more subscribers and reviews.
You find us on iTunes. Mind you, if you're not listening to this, you know... kind of fighting a losing battle.
No, it's not. Come on.
You can email the show at olderwiderpod@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter, should you fancy that, at Jenny Eclair.
And me on at Grey Pride UK. I never know what my Twitter handle is. Is that what it's called, a Twitter handle?
Thank Whenever you see you say Grey Pride, I always imagine you as a big, proud squirrel.
Do you?
Big, proud, grey squirrel.
Do you?
Sitting there proudly, yes.
Busying away.
Yeah, with a nut, a great nut.
Don't have to take that.